This is the Live on Purpose Podcast, episode 28, Information Overload.
Welcome to the Live on Purpose Podcast, where stuff doesn't just fall in your lap because success is not an accident. And now, here's your host, a guy who makes the mistakes so you don't have to, Paul Evans.
What's up, pro? I'd like to help you today, if you don't mind, with information overload. And that's when we are trying to learn something new and we consume everything on the topic. And what usually happens is we get a little bit confused, and then we start getting a lot overwhelmed. We don't know what to do first or where we need to start. Now, the main reason that we get this information overload going on is that we have an unclear process or an unclear destination, so that we don't know exactly what we're supposed to do when we are supposed to do it. Now, in general, I teach things about how hard we've got to work and how much effort it's going to take, and it's always more than we thought, etc. Well, sometimes that burden happens because we've chosen it. We've chosen to buy something that is complex that we're going to learn about. So one of the big keys for us is to, instead of trying to do everything, we go minimal. We do only what we need to do at the very beginning. So let me give you an example. Today on a training call, we were talking about building your email list and your online business and moving on from there. People were asking questions about what type of processor they need to use for checkout, what kind of web pages that they need to set up, etc. And so one of the attendees asked about, you know, how do you get past this overwhelm, this overload of not knowing what to do when? So I said, or asked, what's the number one thing you want to do right now? The thing. She said, build my list. All right, so that's it. Everything else ceases to exist. It's not important. Your website's not important. Your checkout system isn't important. The product that you want to develop does not matter. Podcast that you want to do, inconsequential, because you've selected the thing, which is essential. Most of the time, we don't select a thing or the thing, we select everything. We get this enormous picture in our mind of everything that we're going to do and everything we're going to accomplish, instead of saying, what's the one thing that I need to do right now? What do I need to accomplish in this moment and in this instance? So she took all of these different pieces and said, I need to handle this one piece. So we dove into that. And I said, well, basically, you need a traffic source and you need an opt-in form. And she said, well, don't I need a website? I said, nope. And I showed her why she didn't need one in order to get the result that she wanted and attain the goal of this one thing that she wanted to do. And even of the one thing, we didn't take a maximum approach. We took a minimalist approach. So the next question to ask yourself with your one thing is, how fast can I get this going? Not how fast can I get this exactly like I want it. Not how fast can I make this perfect, but instead, how fast can I get this operational? How fast can I get from point A to point B and still be in one piece? And so once you start thinking about that, now you can start to whip information overload, because you're not trying to do everything, you're just trying to do one thing. So, what is your one thing? Of all the things on your plate right now, all the pieces of your life that you're trying to concentrate on, all the things that you've been working on, maybe learning and studying and wanting to put into play, out of all of those things, what's the one thing? And then once you select it, what is the minimalist approach? What's the fastest way to get operational? How can you get from where you are to that one thing as fast as possible? Are you going to make some mistakes along the way? Most likely. Is everything going to work perfectly the first time? Probably not. But you'll have a better chance of success at doing the minimum first and then making the adjustments. I know that sounds odd, because we always say don't do the minimum, do the maximum. Don't do the ordinary, do the extraordinary. And while I believe in all of those principles, I believe that it is essential, that it's critical to begin by getting a result, even if it's not the result that you want. So, what's your one thing? And what's the fastest way to get you operational? That will help you overcome information overload.
You've been listening to the Live on Purpose podcast. Head on over to paulbevans.com and get your free Achieve Anything checklist. It'll help you get more done in less time. paulbevans.com. Success is not an accident.